Welcome in District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us here for the first time in the studio since the appointment was official and the announcement for candidacy as well. So, Senator Jacobson.
Well, the man's been busy.
Just a little bit. Senator Jacobson, we appreciate the time. It's good to see you in the studio, sir.
Well, it's great to be here, and it's great to be back to North Platte. My first weekend down there was no way I would come back here. I spent the entire weekend studying, and I was visiting with Rick here earlier. It's amazing just the busy work that had to happen. You know, sure. I got the call from the governor a week ago last Wednesday and got sworn in later that morning and fortunately had that afternoon off. There were no hearings that I needed to attend. And so I spent most of the day I think I had about 130 emails on my phone that blew up and about the same number of text messages. And then it's just getting your key, getting your badge, getting getting your LA rehired, and then looking for an AA, who I've finally gotten hired, and she starts actually today.
Awesome.
But then it's just all the paperwork and getting that done, just and then getting ready to be on the floor the very next day and actually making votes. So, that was a pretty short night that first night because I think anybody that knows me very well knows that if I'm going to do a job, I'm going to do it well, and that means you're going to study.
And especially when you have to walk in and you're on the floor the next day to take a vote, you're personality is not walking in cold. You're going to have at least read the things.
And that's one thing, too, with you, Mike, is you're an individual that's been paying attention in the unicameral for a number of years. Obviously, now it's in a different capacity, but you've been informed on what's going on in the session as a constituent and as a member of the general public, but now you're getting a firsthand lesson in some of these things that you've been paying attention to.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, I've been involved in government relations with Nebraska Bankers, American Bankers, Nebraska Independent Community Bankers, CARAT, and all these other organizations. And so, yeah, I know the workings of the legislature inside and out. I understand the bill process. I understand how all that works. But that's a lot easier to see and do than it is to actually sit down in the seat and start casting votes and being in the live setting. And I've got a lot of friends in the legislature. I knew a lot of senators before I was appointed, and it made a lot more sense. It's really been a lot of fun, and I've gotten a lot of help along the way. It's a learning process still, but I think I'm a fast learner, and I'm really getting to the point to where now I'm able to, as we talked about earlier, I was drinking from a fire hose. I think the pressure's been turned down significantly.
It's still a fire hose, but yeah, maybe you could get a little bit more of a trickle out of it now.
That's why I'm learning how to hold my mouth just to be able to get the water to flow the way it should.
Now, Senator Jacobson, it's a unique part of the legislature that you find yourself in. Like we were talking about a week ago, you yourself are not able to introduce any bills during this legislative session, but that doesn't mean you can't sign on and support other ones as a co-sponsor, or obviously you're a voting member of the body still, so you could support them in those measures. But let's talk a bit about some of the measures that the former District 42 senator had introduced that you're helping out with. I believe MicroTIF was one that was picked up by Senator Justin Wayne, and he's an individual that helped Senator Groney on the MicroTIF bill to begin with, so an individual that's very aware of what the situation is with the MicroTIF cleanup bill, as I've referred to it as. And this is a measure that you yourself have supported, and I believe the legislature's online update even referenced your many years as the chairperson of the Community Redevelopment Authority for the City of North Platte in supporting this MicroTIF cleanup bill.
Yes, that's correct, and I did sign on as a co-sponsor to 1065. The speaker did make it a speaker priority bill, so it was able to move forward. Justin Wayne has took the lead on it. Justin is probably one of the most well-versed people in the legislature on TIF. But Justin made it pretty clear to me when I visited with him. He said, "Mike, you know, this is really a North Platte bill." He said that's kind of why it was passed, and that's where we've been as a body. So you tell me what you want done here. If you want to carry it forward, we'll do it. He was prepared to walk away from it. I said, "No, I think that there's work that needs to be done to fine-tune it, make it even better. That's something I hope to do next year." But I do think that there are enough improvements to the bill that have been made that it's worthy of passing 1065, moving it forward. And so I did speak on the floor the other day when it was heard. It has been moved to select file, which, of course, is the second round of debate. Mm-hmm. So when it comes around again on select file, there will still be the ability to debate it and amend it before it goes to final reading. We got to put, you know, you can never really know for sure. You get votes. You get more votes on general file. You lose some votes when it gets to select. And then when it comes to final reading, you no longer can amend it. And at that point in time, you find out who's really behind the bill. I think we have the support to get it there. I was able to provide some educational input to some of the senators who didn't understand some of the pieces,
sure,
which was helpful. But I thank Senator Wayne for picking the bill up and for the speaker to making it a priority so that it did get heard, and I think we will get it to the finish line.
Good. Senator Jacobson, tell us about some of the other bills that you've signed on as a co-sponsor of as of recent, please.
Well, one of the bills that I signed on to was LB 741, which is Wendy DeBoer's, Senator DeBoer's priority bill. It has to do with providing reviews of stillbirths under the Child and Maternal Death Review Act. That was one thing that's pretty up close and personal to me. I think a lot of people had not known that my wife Julie and I lost our first son. He was premature. Julie was 26 weeks along. He lived for 5 weeks and then died on our 10th wedding anniversary. And so I've got to anybody that wonders about my pro-life stance, I can tell you when you're holding a 1 pound, 12 ounce baby boy who's living, breathing, responding, we'd come to the hospital, you know, he'd be laying there, he'd hear our voices and start moving and kicking, and that's a real child.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about, until you've lost a child, infant or otherwise, you really can't identify with what people go through. This research, I think, will do much more to maybe help learn more about what creates stillbirths and premature births.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was an important bill. It was the first bill I spoke on to support on the floor. It has been moved to select file, and I think it'll get to the finish line. Of course, the other big bills that I'm really supporting, the big ones coming up today, is LB 773, also known as constitutional carry.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Brewer's carrying that bill. No big surprise, Senator Brewer's a big, I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, the great Tom Brewer, as I like to call him.
That's right, the metal man.
Yes.
You need to stay away from magnets. this is going to be an interesting situation that doesn't usually happen in the legislature. Constitutional carry, I did sign on as a co-sponsor. I believe there are now 22 co-sponsors of this bill. We need 25 votes to pull it from committee. Now you say, why are we having to pull it from committee? Well, this is in the Judiciary Committee,
mm-hmm.
and Senator Lathrop chairs the Judiciary Committee, and if you're the chair of a committee, you can decide whether or not you're going to bring, every bill is going to get heard. So when you introduce a bill, it's going to be assigned to a committee,
mm-hmm.
and the committee's going to hear it. They'll take testimony, do a public hearing, but they don't have to. The chairman's going to decide whether or not they're going to take it to a vote.
Sure.
And, of course, he's chosen not to. So there's in the rules, you can actually pull the bill. And so there'll be a vote tomorrow. By no later than 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, there will be a vote to pull it from committee. That's not done very often. It's done very, very sparingly. But the only way we're going to hear this bill is to pull it from committee. Senator Brewer is pretty convinced we will get the 25 votes that are necessary to pull it from committee.
Well, you're guaranteed 22, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Oh, so, yeah, the 22 are rock solid.
Careful with the word guaranteed.
sure. But the 22 co-sponsors, you would think, would vote to advance it. So,
particularly to general file.
Yes.
Yep. So you're right. I mean, you'll get people that will support something in general file that won't support it in final reading, and
sure.
that's where you really need them. But in this case, I believe we will get it pulled, we'll get it on the floor, get it heard, but then we're going to ultimately need 33 votes for cloture to be able to force a vote, because it will be filibustered. It's a very controversial bill. I would tell you that people asked, I think the last time when I called in a week ago, about my stance on gun rights.
Had a guy immediately text me and want to know that one. So.
Well, I am a life member of the NRA, if that gives you any indication of my view. And I believe, and it really comes back to my total beliefs, that we need smaller government. We need to follow the Constitution. We need to keep our rights. Our rights should not be encroached upon. It's why I'm opposed to a mask mandate and why I'm opposed to a vax mandate. Now, I've been vaxxed. I've been triple vaxxed. I believe in vaccines. I don't believe in mandates, okay? And in fact, I don't even believe in a helmet law mandate because, again, I think people should be allowed to make that own, their own decisions on those things. So if anybody's wondering where I'm at, I'm in the camp of we should be able to make most of the decisions that we can make ourselves. We should limit the number of laws. We need to have those that are necessary, but don't go overboard. And these mandates, I think, have been an overreach.
And speaking of the mandates and requirements, Senator Hansen's proposal passed the legislature, I believe it was last week, and Governor Ricketts signed it into law around the first of the month, too, in regards to allowing some flexibility for employers throughout the state.
Correct, and I did vote in favor of that bill in final reading, and it did pass and has been signed, and I think it was a good bill, and we really appreciated Senator Hansen for bringing that forward. He's two doors down from me, and so he's a neighbor as
well.
He's
a neighbor.
A neighbor, okay.
District 42 Senator Mike Jacobson of Lincoln County, the Sand Hills, and a large portion of Perkins County joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Senator Jacobson, as we look ahead to the legislative agenda this week, you and your fellow lawmaker colleagues off on Friday, off today, but the session continues tomorrow.
Correct. We'll run tomorrow. The committee hearings are over. They ended last week. I know I've got an exec committee for general affairs at 12:45 today, tomorrow. We're trying to bring final touches to the racetrack issue and casino issue. That's one of those cases I wished I could have been down there sooner because I got on the back end of this. They pretty well crafted the bill. Now I'm really trying to work to take the handcuffs off to allow the racing and casinos to occur in the western part of the state. I would tell you that from my perspective, I've been a little bit agnostic, but as it comes to gambling, I'm not a big gambler myself. But I'd also say that the voters have voted. They've decided they want gambling. And if we're going to have gambling and it's going to be in the eastern end of the state, then we ought to get it out here as well. That should not be restricted. And so I've pushed very hard. I've got a number of colleagues that have looked at that and said, Mike, you're exactly right. And really, North Platte is certainly a spot. If you look at North Platte, Ogallala's pushing hard. They're making a good case for the fact that they've got Lake McConaughey there. And I think Gehring would be another spot in western Nebraska.
Yeah, on the panhandle.
Yes, the Chickasaws are involved in the one, would be involved with the one here in North Platte and Gehring. They've got huge experience. They know what they're doing. They would do it right. I think one of the things that I'm focused on is we do need to raise the threshold for entry such that we don't have casinos on every street corner and every town in the state has one.
Sure.
They needs to be real investment. But we need to look at these trade centers like North Platte, like Scottsbluff Gehring, like Grand Island and on across. And if we can have them in the trade centers to where everybody has access, who wants access, people are going to travel to get to them. Well, let's try to keep as much of that money locally as we can.
Not to mention they're going to do other things while in the community as well.
Exactly.
I've heard people say, too, that they don't want one on every corner. But I believe that would be a classic example of basic economic supply and demand. There's only going to be so many that can be supported.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yep. And if you support them, then they're wanted. So,
and the argument, argument that the governor's brought forward and what he's pushing for and what's in the bill right now is that he wants to have a study done before we unleash this across the state, but kind of an economic impact study. And I understand that, and I don't disagree with that. I think 5 years is too long. I think we need to narrow up that timeline. I think we've reached some compromise on that. I have had some discussions with the governor on this as well, and I think we're on the same page that there's need for some study here. Let's don't get too carried away, but at the same time, let's don't disadvantage those in the western part of the state who can bring a real operation. I think in this case the tribe that would be coming in organizing this is very, very well capitalized, and they will do a class operation. And I think
they have other class operations too that we could point to strong examples of throughout Oklahoma and maybe Kansas.
Oklahoma is where they're headquartered.
Okay. Yep.
They have a huge casino there, and if I'm not mistaken, they may be the largest in the country. So they're for real, and if one does come here, it will be a class operation. And so I think that's the big debate right now. I know it looks to me like whatever will happen, there will be some moratorium to get a study completed. We'll be negotiating more pieces of this. I've been working with Gary Pearson. I've also been working with the lobbyists for the group that's wanting to come here so that we can understand, I can understand all the pieces and help negotiate the best outcome on this bill.
Now, Senator Jacobson, we do need to wrap up here in just a few moments as we're going to go live to the state capitol on Lincoln for coverage of North Platte St. Pat's basketball as they'll be at the state tournament taking on Lord Central Catholic. But anything else you'd like to add in conclusion today, Mike?
Two very quick things. Sustainable beef, really working behind the scenes on that. That's going to come out in this final budget. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get the $15 million locked down. I'm pushing for a little more.
Awesome.
And I think I may be able to be successful, but I think the 15 is going to happen.
And you're a co-sponsor on that bill as well, right?
I am. I'm co-sponsoring that bill. I'm also co-sponsoring the rail park bill. I think the really good news there, and that's been the give and take with Senator Center and the other members of the Appropriations Committee, is we want the rail park fully funded. It looks like that may happen. And I think with the additional dollars to come in, I'm a knock on wood. As Rick said, nothing's guaranteed. The last thing I want to mention is LB 825, Senator Lindstrom. That's his priority bill. It is too, is on select file. This is the bill that is going to accelerate the phasing out of state paying taxes on your Social Security.
Yes, okay.
And it was set up originally, the bill that was passed a year ago allowed for a 10-year phase out. Now this will be a 5-year phase out.
Okay.
And so it'll be completely phased out in 5 years, and it goes up percentage-wise every year. So for our seniors, that's a big savings. You're no longer going to be paying roughly 7% in many cases on your Social Security income. So it's your money. You shouldn't be paying taxes on it to begin with. This is a huge deal. I was very happy to sign on to that bill. Glad to see where it's at.
And Senator Jacobson, if there's anybody in District 42 that wants to get in contact with you to discuss any state issues, how can they do so, sir?
They can get a hold of me at my office in Lincoln or on the website. You can contact. There's my email there. I did get my administrative assistant hired. She starts today. I'm telling you what, my wife, God bless her, she's been the volunteer assistant for me, and continues to help, and she's been a real lifesaver for me, because all I had was my legal assistant, and he was helping on some of the bill stuff, but I had nobody to support me on the other side, and you can just ask the people at the bank. I'm not big on the detail stuff, and I'm not a big technology guy, and so I'm really happy to have her back, and looking forward to working with her as we move forward.
Well, Senator Jacobson, we look forward to continuing our weekly legislative updates with you. We'll talk to you again next Monday, sir. Safe travels down to the Capitol.
Thanks again.